We are iSnark, your guide to high-quality mass settings for your parish. That's right.
We are iSnark.
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Let a nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by the letters 6 and 9, and by the number X.
What the?
And now, having to brush up on math and phonics, here he is, Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello, and welcome to our 182nd installment of I Snark, Ego Sum Pianis Michaelis Pagina, I Snark Amicis Ficinis Vestris. Ah, yes, another Christmas rant. Come on, you should have seen it coming. It's Advent. Well, on November 29th, I had the pleasure of doing something I haven't done in a long time on the blog Christus Vincit, and that is hand out a WTF award. You see, it appears that Rhode Island has now an official state Grinch, our governor. One should be reminded that Governor Lincoln Chafee, son of the late great Senator John Chafee, was elected to run our little state with only 35% of the vote. That was because there were a field of 7 at the last gubernatorial election. Incidentally, I voted for John Robitaille, the Republican candidate. Chafee was originally Republican, so was his father. Okay, but the younger Chafee left to become an independent. I, too, am an independent to an extent that if I like someone's views, that person will get my vote. If they all suck, I'll find someone to write in, even if it's a cartoon character. Anywho, Chafee's latest bumble was to take Christmas away from the state by naming its official Christmas tree a holiday tree. On, of all days, December 6th, the feast day of St. Nicholas. I'll let you read the rant on the blog if you haven't yet. I'm going to have a link to this and a couple of other stories I'm going to mention in the show notes. In the meantime, our good bishop, the Most Reverend Thomas J. Tobin, right up the street at St. Patrick's Church, led the lighting of an actual Christmas tree. Now, I just read that at the State House ceremony the other day, Governor Grinch, Chafee, gave absolutely no speech. Didn't dare to utter a word, just lit the tree and walked away. Coward. And the mob that hung around boldly sang, "Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree," led by WPRO Radio's John DePietro. They sang that quite loudly, of course, emphasizing the word Christmas. You know, it's a good way to emphasize that the tree really is a Christmas tree. I would have liked to have gone, but my minivan needed a brake job. So I had to look out for my family's safety, you see. Now, since we mentioned St. Nicholas just a minute or two ago, here's a story I didn't know about until just this past Tuesday. Did you know that St. Nicholas once punched out a heretic? It's true. During the Council of Nicaea around the year 325, this guy Arius was sent to the council to profess that Jesus was this inferior being. Now, we Catholics all know better, as did Nicholas, who at the time was bishop. and he had heard his fill of Arius, so he silenced him with his fist. So since then, there's been some pretty cool new Christmas songs going around. I mean, we'll start with a couple that I came up with. Unfortunately, only chorus. Well, the first one here, I only got as far as the first couple of lines, but it's Jolly old St. Nicholas used his fisticuffs, punching out a heretic. His name was Arius. That's as far as I got. I didn't have the brains to continue that one. The next one got really better. Arius got slept by dear Santa with a knuckle sandwich one fine eve. Happened at the Council of Nicaea. Now every Sunday we pray, I believe. Now the consensus, by the way, is out there that somewhere in the verses the word consubstantial should appear. Then there's one Jay Anderson, blogger extraordinaire at Pro Ecclesia, Pro Familia, Pro Civitate. You better not blaspheme, you better not lie, or you might wind up with a black eye. Santa Claus is coming to town. And then finally, a tune by Richie Shonak, blogger extraordinaire at Catholic Light. I saw Santa punching Arius in Nicaea where the council met last night. The bishops were aghast, and the bruise is going to last. He seized him with his left hand, then he slapped him with the right. Oh, I like this. Now the emperor's pursuing Nicholas and wants to put him in a prison cell. Probably neither will repent till their wrath is fully spent and the heresy's condemned to hell. All these tunes inspired by good Saint Nick. Imagine what we could do with Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys. Oh, by the way, also on the Christos Vinch at the blog, a list of my most hated Christmas muzak. All that garbage that the mainstream media seems to pass as Christmas music or holiday favorites. And you can see all of this at christosvincit.blogspot.com. On today's show, we are going to highlight some really good mass settings to you. Definitely a more positive take after we've trashed most of the music issues mass settings last week. But first, here are the Jungle Screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Say what? Yeah, you're right. Our governor is a jerk. Anywho, let's look at our feast for this coming week. Starting off with Sunday, December 11th, third Sunday of Advent. This is all forms of the Mass, by the way. Also known as you probably all know, Gaudete Sunday, named after the first word of the introit of the day. Gaudete, translated from the Latin, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Monday, December 12th, in the extraordinary form, Feria. And in the other two forms, ordinary form and Anglican use, Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas. This is celebrated, by the way, as a feast in the United States. Tuesday the 13th in all forms, St. Lucy, Virgin and Martyr. That's a third class in the extraordinary form, memorial in ordinary and Anglican use. Wednesday the 14th in the extraordinary form, an Ember Day of Advent. And in the ordinary form in Anglican use, St. John of the Cross, priest and doctor of the church. Celebrated as a memorial. Thursday the 15th in all forms, Feria. Friday the 16th in Advent Ember Day in the extraordinary form with a commemoration at Low Mass of St. Eusebius. And in the ordinary form in Anglican use, Feria. Saturday the 17th in the extraordinary form, the last of the three Advent Ember Days. In the ordinary form and Anglican use, Feria. And in all forms, the day of the O Antiphon, O Sapientia. Finally, Sunday the 18th, fourth Sunday of Advent, and the day of the O Antiphon, O Adonai. And we shall return.
Coming up, new mass settings, positive outlook. Yes, even we snarks can be positive. Also, the return of Liturgy 911. Stay glued to that chair.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Oh no! He said for the many! I'm not one of the many! Ah!
Krakow's Cock Boss, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christo's Vintage promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Okay, so let's start with
What We Have Done.
For the first Friday of December, that was December 2nd, Community Mass of the Sacred Heart, of course. It'll start with the opening hymn, which was O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine. The Psalm of the Day was Psalm 27, with the antiphon, The Lord is My Light and My Salvation. And we used the Gelinau setting that appears in Worship 3. The Alleluia was my own adaptation of the Mode 4 chant Creator Omnisciterum, basically titled Alleluia for Advent Season. And speaking of Creator Omnisciterum, that's what we did for the offertory. Here it is.
Creator Omnisciterum,
There was the Mode 4 Creator Almighty Room. And now, the Sanctus and Agnus Dei, that came from Massive Christian Unity by Jan van Molst, revised, of course, to comply with the Roman Missal Third Typical Edition, the missal that is now in use. It's been in use for the last couple of weeks, officially, everywhere. The Memorial Acclamation, We Proclaim Your Death, O Lord, came from my own Holy Angels Mass, and the Amen is the Dresden Amen. And now here's the Communion.
Come on.
And there it is, the Veni, Veni, Emmanuel chant mode one in Latin. And what's great is I managed to get all seven verses in. Finally, the recessional hymn, another Sacred Heart staple, which you have heard before, To Jesus' Heart All Burning. Now we go to the second Sunday of Advent, this Sunday that just passed, and we opened it with this gem. This is a hymn I absolutely love. He comes with clouds descending. Text originally written by John Senec in 1752, altered by Charles Wesley 6 years later. The tune Helmsley, which was used as an English tune, also from the 1700s. The Psalm of the Day, Psalm 85, with the antiphon, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Setting written by yours truly, and you might remember this from a lesson given in iSnark TV 7, just this past August. I'll leave a link for that in the show notes. The Alleluia was just like the one last Friday, my own Mode 4 chant adaptation to Quieto Ome Sederum. And now here's another Advent favorite of mine.
Thank you.
sounds like there should have been an odd man there. I had just that few seconds to kill, just a few seconds of walking music for, you know, just to give Father T enough time to wash his hands and get back to the altar. It was perfect. On Jordan's bank. Text originally in Latin, okay? This text was originally written in Latin. Iodatis oras previa by Charles Coffin. Translated, on the most part, by John Chandler. The tune is Winchester New, which came from a book published in Hamburg, Germany, called Musikalisches Handbuch. And as you might hear, the studio is starting to get invaded by chickens and Cadbury egg rabbits. The ordinary of the Mass is the same as the previous Friday, as was the anthem for communion. The meditation was Hark the Glad Sound, the Savior Comes, text written in 1735 by Philip Doddridge, sung to a tune called Bristol, which came from Thomas Ravenscroft's Psalter of 1621. The chickens are on the attack. Watch out. The recessional, Hark a Thrilling Voice is Sounding, which we opened with the previous Sunday. In the middle of the week, Wednesday night and Thursday, we had three Masses for the Immaculate Conception. That is a holy day of obligation, as she is the patroness of the United States, or as Jesse Duke would say on the Dukes of Hazzard, these USA states. So we had an anticipated Mass on Wednesday evening, one Mass Thursday morning, and another Thursday evening. So the ordinary of the Mass is the same as previously mentioned. The entrance hymn was Immaculate Mary, the Lord's Hymn, which you've all heard before. I think everybody sung it at least once in their lifetime. The Gloria, yes, we had the Gloria because it is a solemnity. The Gloria is sung. It was the 2010 Roman Missal chant. The psalm was Psalm 98 with the antiphon, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. And that's using the Gelano psalm tone from Worship 3. And now, here is the offertory for the day. I like that piece. It's nice and mysterious. The angel Gabriel from heaven came. A tune simply called Gabriel's Message. Text written by Sabine Baring Gould. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the ordinary is exactly the same for the Sundays and solemnities of Advent. And here are a couple of things you haven't heard yet. First one I'm going to play is the memorial acclamation we've been doing. This is the one from my own Holy Angels Mass. Notice that metrical adaptation from the Latin memorial acclamation, Mortem tuam annunciamus Domine. Now we also have the short and sweet Dresden Amen. We haven't heard this one yet, have we? This is Ted Marie's version of it, by the way. Okay, I wasn't kidding when I said short and sweet. Okay, now for communion, I decided to do something totally different. And this is something I have not done in years. Listen. As many may recognize, the Ave Maria, a melody by Charles Gounod, written over the prelude in C by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is the version I like to call the short and sweet version of the Ave Maria. You know, it's about 2.5 minutes as opposed to perhaps doing the Schubert, which is 4.5 minutes. But yeah, I actually kept it in C. It's a nice low key. You know, it's still a high E at the end, but I get to show off my basso profundo as I dig deep to that low G. You know, first line on the bass clef, nice. I love being able to do that basso profundo, you know. If I was to be with the Beach Boys right now, if I was to emulate a Beach Boy, it would be Mike Love because he was that bass voice. The recessional hymn was no stranger, by the way. Hail, Holy Queen, enthroned above, from the Latin Salve Regina Caelitum, on the most part a paraphrase of the Salve Regina Mater Misericordiae. And finally, we can switch to
what we're going to do.
And here is the what we're going to do. And this is the third Sunday of Advent coming up, Gaudete Sunday. Now, the four basic hymns, the entrance, offertory, meditation, and recessional, are exactly the same as this Sunday just passed. The ordinary of the Mass is the same also. That leaves only the psalm and the communion anthem. The psalm is not really a psalm this time, the responsorial psalm. It's a responsorial canticle, really. Selected verses of the Magnificat from the first chapter of Luke, that song of praise sung by the Virgin Mary. Using the antiphon, "My soul rejoices in my God." This is the English setting written by Richard Rice and available at the Corpus Christi Watershed site. The communion anthem is one we presented on another iSnark TV episode. This was iSnark TV 12. And it's the Magnificat using two alternating tones, one being tone 8G and the other one a polyphonic tone by the late Ciro Grassi.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, Koenig Ludwig Weiss beer by name. Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Cloudy, cold, and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, a fight, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, Koenig Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality. Cloudy, cold, and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig, King Louis to you. Hey!
Don't do this at church. Our offertory hymn will be belched by Seamus O'Reilly. At the beginning of our last episode, I opened the show with a rant about the Mass settings that were in the back of the 2012 OCP BUZAC issue. And as far as the settings in English, I think there were like 8 of them. There were maybe 2 or 3 that were any good. And I mentioned one OCP copyright that should have been published in the music issue, but didn't. Now today I'm going to take this to a little more positive level and list a number of the really good Mass settings and where you can find them. This might be a little bit lengthy of a segment here, but that's okay because we got a lot to list. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the four major publishers, World Library Publications, Liturgical Press, GIA Publications, and Oregon Catholic Press, alias OCP. Now, if there is a Mass from any of those publishers that I haven't mentioned, that is because, as I said, this segment is intended to be positive. Once we go through those publishers, then we'll go through some of the smaller outlets, those whose dues are probably worth a lot more than what they're asking. Also, I will not be including any settings in Latin. I haven't seen a bad Latin Mass setting yet, and as I've said before, you'll never go wrong with Latin. So I'm talking specifically about the Mass settings in English, according to the Roman Missal, 3rd typical edition, promulgated in full just a couple of weeks ago. One of them is a Mass that we're doing at Sacred Heart. You know, we're doing the Sanctus Magnus Dei from that Mass at my parish at the moment. Mass for Christian Unity by Jan Vermulst. Written in the mid-1960s, revised later on for the 2nd typical edition Roman Missal, and now revised, or I can almost say reverted, for the 3rd typical edition. And let's not forget Vermulst's other big-time Mass setting, People's Mass. You'll never go wrong with either of these. Okay, those are available at World Library Publications, or for short, WLP. Also at WLP is Richard Prue's chant-style Gloria Simplex, and I believe his Missa Simplex as well, demonstrating the usual excellence of Richard Prue's craft, also revised for use with the new missal. And WLP also has some brand spanking new mass settings that are really good. We have Massive Grace by Lisa Stafford and Massive Charity and Love by Stephen Warner, based mainly on the familiar short hymn, Where Charity and Love Prevail. Next, we go on to Liturgical Press. Now, they have this little collection of their own called Lift Up Your Hearts. 10 mass settings, 9 of which are in English. One of the mass settings is the Jubilate Deo in Latin. Now, that one, of course, is always good. And you also have the chants of the Roman Missal itself. So really, you have 11. Most of these seem to be quite good. The ones that really do deserve a good mention here, we have the Mass in Honor of St. Benedict by Robert LeBlanc, really good. Also given a high five by the iSnark is the Mass in Honor of St. Cloud by Jay Hunstiger. Another nicely written Mass is the Mass in Honor of St. Michael by Kevin Christopher Vogt, that's V-O-G-T. Another good one, an Austrian Mass, based on the music by Johann Michael Haydn. And this is arranged by Father Anthony Ruff of the Order of St. Benedict. Funny with that Mass, at first I was looking for something on the hymn tune Austria, but I realized, wait a minute, this is Johann Michael Haydn, not Franz Joseph Haydn. Then there's the Mass in Honor of St. Cecilia, written by none other than David Hurd. This is a chant Mass, pretty much following suit with the new Plainsong Mass that was featured in Worship 3 25 years ago. And to boot, this new Mass in Honor of St. Cecilia also includes a creed. And then finally, one other one that's really good. Mass in Honor of St. Dominic by Matthew Still, which utilizes a lot of really good four-part choral harmony. Now, let's go to GIA Publications, where some new hymnals came out specifically to comply with the new translation of the Mass. Worship 4, Gather 3, Lead Me, Guide Me 2. All these sequences. And a new English-Spanish bilingual hymnal, Oremos Cantando, We Pray in Song. And yeah, give that one about 10, 20 years, and that'll be Oremos Cantando 2, We Pray in Song 2. And yes, there are some really good Mass settings in the GIA collection. I haven't had the chance to check out Worship 4 to see which ones are included. However, there is a PDF available that has all the indices of the hymnal. So here are the Masses I recommend from GIA, starting with Richard Prue's two most popular Masses at this point, Community Mass and Mass for the City, both revised for the Roman Missal, as well as Prue's revival of Schubert's Deutsche Messe, the German Mass, a.k.a. the Mass in F, though it's really not in F, trust me. The Kyrie is in D, the Gloria, Lord's Prayer, and Agnus are in G, the Sanctus, Memorial Acclamations, and Amen are in E flat. I just had to point that out. Still a very fine Mass setting. And then finally, the one Mass setting I recommend amongst the brand spanking new settings is Mass for a Servant Church by the French-Canadian composer Michel Guimond. Now we turn to the last of the big-time publishers, Oregon Catholic Press, or for short, OCP. One Mass setting you'll never go wrong with is Owen Allstott's Heritage Mass, definitely one of the best OCP copyrights around. Missa Ubi Caritas is a very fine Mass by Bob Hurd, definitely one of his best works, based on the chant Ubi Caritas and his own Ubi Caritas. The only thing you would want to avoid on that would be the first of the two glorias in that Mass. There are two glorias. The second one is perfectly fine. The first one calls for tambourine. Stay away from that one. And it's a shame. You won't find this one in the music issue. The website says exclusively online. Too bad. That's it amongst revised settings. Now, as for new settings, I highly recommend the Belmont Mass by Christopher Walker, his absolute best work. Written mainly in a chant style, like I mentioned in our last show, it's a shame that the publisher did not include this one in the music issue. Another really good Mass that unfortunately is just exclusively online is Mass of Christ the Redeemer by Bernard Kirkpatrick. He's got some really good choral work going on there. So now that's three really good OCP copyrighted masses in a row that have been excluded from OCP's most popular worship aid. Make that four as we add another quality mass, Mass of St. Gregory the Great, by Luke Mayernick. I'm hoping I pronounced that right. And again, exclusively online. What gives? And then finally, one that actually is in the music issue along with the Heritage Mass. This one is Mass of the Resurrection by Randall DeBryan. This one is in the music issue. And again, like I said, it's one of only two or three masses in the music issue that we actually talked up last week. So now that we've gone through the four major publishers, let's look at some sources that get less exposure than they should. Although, I should say, really, they get better exposure online. The Corpus Christi Watershed has a lengthy list of mass settings downloadable for free. Way too many to mention by name. I will list the composers. All of them are good, I can tell you that. Composers include Jeff Ostrowski, Richard Rice, Aristotle Esquerda, Father Samuel Weber from the Order of St. Benedict, L. Columkill Sims, Kevin Allen, Dr. Peter Kwasniewski, and even a Mass 8 adaptation by Bruce Ford. And those are just the names that made the cut in the new Vatican II hymnal. That's Jeff Ostrowski's brainchild. All the masses that didn't make the cut but can still be accessed at the watershed, and they're all very fine masses, were settings written by Father David Friel, Roy Snickel, Albert Alstrom, Ian Williams, another one by Richard Rice, and of course the Holy Angels Mass by yours truly. All of these masses are of very high quality. There is not a miss in there. Same goes with the St. Michael hymnal, where you can still preview hymnal pages and mass settings as we await the hymnal's release on December 19th. There are a dozen mass settings in English and six Latin Gregorian masses. As for the English, again, way too many to mention. I will tell you there's another mass by Richard Rice, four by Brother Michael O'Connor, a Dominican, two by James McGregor, plus the aforementioned Heritage Mass, the 2010 Missal Chants, and four of the best mass settings from World Library. World Library, by the way, assists in the publication of the St. Michael hymnal. They help them out with the engraving, all that good stuff. So good for them. They're helping out with a really good product. Finally, we have the Adorabus hymnal in its second edition, now available through Ignatius Press. And again, not one miss in the Adorabus hymnal. I don't think there ever will be a miss. Eight mass settings in Latin and five in English. Again, you'll never go wrong with the Latin. As for the five in English, all of them top quality. 2010 Missal Chants, plus the Mass of St. Francis by Horst Buchholz, music director at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. Missa Vox Clara by Father Scott Haynes, one of the canons regular of St. John Cantius, who really helped turn things around at the Church of St. John Cantius in Chicago. And then the Mass of St. Theodore by Richard Rice, and the Mass in honor of St. Thomas More by Father Samuel Weber. So I'm going to leave a link in all of these publishers in the show notes. Now that we know that there are all these really good Mass settings to go around, who needs those other masses? And now, time for our Podsafe musical guest. Here is Johnny Proctor.
Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou among women. Yeah.
go with Johnny Proctor and the short, sweet Hail Mary, perfect for just coming off that recent holy day, the Immaculate Conception. Johnny Proctor, courtesy of SoundClick.com. In this episode of Liturgy 911, our fearless leader, Papa Joe Rotzi, and his trusty sidekick, Frank A. Rhines, encounter a copy of the OCP music issue for the 2012 liturgical year.
Eureka! I have it!
What'd you find, Papa Joe?
An irate parishioner sent this to me. He even sent a letter along with it. Dear Liturgy 911 guys.
That's us!
Right. Dear Liturgy 911 guys, take a look at this thing that passes for a hymnal in many parishes. You'd think with the new Roman Missal translation, using words bringing us closer to God, that the music would do the same. But unfortunately, a lot of the music still tries to bring God down to our level.
Well, how many parishes do you think are using this book?
Too many. Although on a positive note, there are some organists who have used the music issue and managed to avoid most of the really bad stuff just by using their brain for something other than head stuffing.
Yeah, but the subscribers, they usually get to send in a survey each year telling them what to keep and what not to keep.
Well, they had to make it look good somehow, like they were listening to the people. I know people who have sent in the survey and checked yes to all the good pieces and no to all the bad pieces, only to see more of the same old crap next year. Makes me wonder.
Whether the surveys are really being answered?
Think dollar signs, Frank. Think dollar signs. It's the greatest hits that keeps these publishers afloat. Same with GIA publications and their gather stuff. It'll all go away if everyone just sticks with the better sources of music. Corpus Christi Watershed, Adoramus, St. Michael, Christos Vincent Music. And not all this stuff in the major publishers is bad. You just have to know to avoid. But by using the better sources, maybe these other sources will eventually take a hit. Once they're financially hit, that is.
I know just the perfect guide.
What's that?
There's a blog by Father Eric Rixty called Othometer.
Good catch, Frank. He has blacklists for the 2011 music issue and for the Gather hymnal. And has reason chords for each song he lists. He's a good, smart, Orthodox priest. We need more like him.
Yes, we do.
I snark. Still.
On
the next I snark, Seamus drinks the Christmas eggnog. Let's see if we can revive him after he's done. Stay tuned.
Ay, 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 ay. Christus Vincit whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus Vincit whitewash.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Disposables for sale. Get them while they're hot.
Burn them at will. I have a question for all you Facebookers out there. How would you like to have the full iSnark experience? We have two great pages for you to enjoy just by hitting the like button. First, the new fans of the iSnark page on Facebook, where you can stay abreast of the goings-on in the iSnark media world. Want to know if the new show is coming up? That's the best way to keep track. And then the other page, the all-new Christus Vincit Music page, where you can find out when yours truly has finished rewriting a psalm setting, or perhaps finished another piece of music. Two great pages to check out. And we just ask one thing of you. Like! You will only find these on Facebook. Go to the iSnark Media page at isnarkmedia.blogspot.com, and you'll find the links to these right on the sidebar. I want to thank you for joining me today. Stay tuned for our next episode of iSnark, where God only knows what will happen to Seamus after he's drank the Christmas eggnog. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.